Not bad. My father often used to say not bad after finishing his Sunday lunch. What he really meant was, that food was absolutely delicious. He would sometimes say not bad about a film. That meant, this film has affected me more than I can say. When I told him I'd passed my exams and had a place at university, there was, of course, only one possible response. Oh, not bad. My father's not bad, meaning that's absolutely great, is an example of British understatement. Traditionally in Britain, it's been seen as good manners not to be too dramatic or too direct. That's why we can be so confusingly indirect in questions or suggestions, adding words like perhaps, it could be, I wonder if, and maybe. Instead of asking the perfectly reasonable direct question, would you open the window? A British person with their instinct for the indirect and understated might say, I wonder if you could perhaps open the window. Phew, confusing. And British understatement seems to get stronger in times of danger. The more extreme the danger, the more understated the response. It's that stereotypically British stiff upper lip that tries to keep calm and carry on, however dramatic the situation. Here are a few classic examples. In 1912, Captain Scott and four other Antarctic explorers were returning from the South Pole. The conditions were horrendous, and they knew they'd be lucky to survive. One of the men, Captain Lawrence Oates, was suffering badly with frostbite. Worried that he would slow down his companions, Oates decided to leave the shelter of the tent and go out to die alone on the ice. Captain Scott recorded Oates's tragically understated final words in his diary. I'm just going outside, and maybe some time. Captain Eric Moody, a British Airways pilot, gives us another magnificent example of understatement in extremis. In 1982, he was flying a plane with 247 passengers on board from London to Australia. Near Jakarta, it flew into a cloud of volcanic ash. First one, then another, and finally all four of the plane's engines failed. Smoke filled the cabin, and Captain Moody tried unsuccessfully to restart the engines while preparing to crash land into the sea. In an apparently desperate situation, he made this announcement to passengers. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We have a small problem. All four engines have stopped. We are doing our damnedest to get them going again. I trust you are not in too much distress. Miraculously, the engines did eventually restart, and Moody landed the plane safely. British calm overcame catastrophe. But despite the stereotype, it would be unfair to claim understatement as an exclusively British characteristic. It was, of course, James A. Lovell, the American astronaut on the damaged Apollo 13 spacecraft, who came up with the best-known understatement of all time. Houston, we've had a problem.